Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School music student Annalie Babcock joins us on today's program to talk about her selection to the National Honor Band. Well, Annalie, I've had a chance to talk to you a lot about music, and recently you were selected for a national honor as a part of the National Honor Band. First of all, what was your reaction when you found out the news?
I actually jumped up and down. So a letter came in the mail to me, and I wasn't home when I got that. So I had my stepdad open it and read it to me on FaceTime, and I was screaming with joy.
And this is an audition that I understand both you and Isaac Piersma had gone through, the same organization and group. Describe what that process was like.
It was a really fun process. So I had two-minute recordings that I was allowed to send in with contrasting styles. So I sent one really fast piece, one really soft and pretty piece in. It was just really fun to see how many takes it took to get the perfect shot.
And you play trumpet, and you've played trumpet with both the Marching Dutch and the jazz ensembles over the past several years. How has that experience prepared you for an audition of this level, knowing that you were going to be competing against students from all over the country?
Well, the Pella Community High programs are so intense and, like, push you to be the best that you can be. So I think that has really helped me try as hard as I can and know what it takes to make this ensemble.
And how did you get involved with music?
Well, I had Brenna Hyatt now, but formerly Brenna Blair. She was a good friend of my mom's, and she's currently playing trumpet for the, I believe it's the Air Force Army Band. So I just really looked up to her when I was younger and wanted to play trumpet like her. As soon as I told my mom that I wanted to play trumpet, she signed me up for lessons before fifth grade started so that I had an edge on everybody else.
And since then, you've played numerous solos, especially I've seen you in jazz do that. You know, what about being on stage, especially in those situations, is, as I imagine, is fun for you and to be able to showcase your skill that way?
I just love getting to perform for people who want to hear what I have to play. So there are some people who don't necessarily appreciate it, and that's okay. I get it's not for everybody, but I'm just here to help everybody have an opportunity to enjoy the music.
And what does it say about these Pella programs that you had two of your members of your ensemble that are involved in numerous different bands that were selected to national honors? And you guys aren't the only ones. You have a ton that go to Allstate Music every year and all the above. What does it say about how robust the programs are here?
I think it says that Pella just really likes to push their kids to be the best that they can be. And especially since there are very few kids from Iowa that make these national honor bands and a jazz band and orchestra, that it's just kind of insane how good Pella is.
And now you're coming up in March. You're going to be able to go to the festival. What are you looking forward to about that experience, whether it be interacting with musicians from all over the country or meeting some pretty robust professors from the college level?
I always love getting to play with musicians who push me to be better than myself or better than I already am. And it always is just fun to play with musicians who are already better than me, and then they bring me up to that level. And I'm also really excited to work with the director. He is the former professor of music at Indiana University, which is a really good music program, or has a really good music program, and I'm excited to work with him.
And it seems like music is something you're going to be involved with for a long time. You know, how is this experience going to prepare you for maybe one day participating in a band in college or doing something beyond high school?
I think it'll really help me learning to work with other musicians more than just who's at my high school and to just make new friends.
And then for the rest of the year, what are some of the things you hope to accomplish here at Pella? I know I talked to you about a month ago almost now in terms of jazz band and other opportunities that are coming up in terms of performing.
Well, we're just hoping for the best performances that we can give, not really worrying about placement. So we do have state contests coming up in January, on January 26th, and that'll be in Oskaloosa, and I think we'll hopefully have a good performance at that. And then past that is Hoover Jazz Fest in March, and then Jazz Champs, which is in April. I just hope that we have really good performances.
And one of the things you told me about that makes this band unique, especially for Pella Jazz, is the diversity of music that you're playing this year, especially with so many returning people. You know, what does that say, too, about your fellow students and just this entire community, that you're able to keep all these things in line? Because the marching band's rehearsing for your winter trip. You also have this. I'm sure you had concert band to prepare for. And then now this ensemble and this festival coming up.
Well, I think it's really cool that we play a lot of different music, and I think it helps like make us well-rounded musicians. There's a lot of schools who I know don't get the opportunity to play as much music as us, and I think it's just a really good opportunity for us to be involved in so many different kinds and styles of music and to learn as much as we can.
Join us on tomorrow's program as Isaac Piersma discusses his selection as an alternate to the Jazz Band of America. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella.
Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.